This is the interview with Wilma Hoskins for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done February 27, 2012 at the Independence County Museum in Batesville, Arkansas. Wilma, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. First, I'd like to like you to give your complete legal name and the city and the county in which you presently reside.
Wilma Jean Hoskins. I live in Batesville in Independence County, Arkansas.
What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program as a member?
Well, I've fulfilled many positions in our local club, in the Bethesda local club. I have been committee chairman, chairman leader, and I've been president, I've been vice president. I've been just in many different positions, and I love our club, always have enjoyed our club.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
You know, I was thinking back on that, and I'm sure some of the older ladies that has passed on, it could have been the treat,
Elaine
treat. It could have been Elaine treat, and she also has passed on. But there were several of the local ladies that had invited me to the club, and I liked it when I first started going.
How long have you been associated with the program?
Since 1979.
And what was the first club with which you were associated, in what year?
We used to meet in homes. Now, of course, we meet in the fire department. And of course, I don't remember whose home we met at the time. But as I said, it was in 1979, but I cannot remember which home it was that we met first, that I met.
Now, are you presently a club member?
Yes, ma'am.
If so, can you give the name of the club, the county, and the district?
Oh, yes. We're the Bethesda Club. Mm-hmm. We're in Independence County. And what else was it?
And the district.
Arkansas District.
Ozark.
Ozark District.
Ozark
I'm sorry.
District.
I've missed one level there.
Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club, which would be Bethesda to you, but since you've been there all of your club life, I guess you say.
I cannot remember that. No, I don't remember it.
Well, as you said, you met in the homes,
yes.
So it was in homes of the community there.
Right, and we were a large club. I guess we always have been a rather large club. And it was always just a real delightful thing. The host that hosted us in her home, she was the one that did the refreshments. Mm-hmm. And it was just a real delightful. I enjoyed getting to know because I had moved from San Diego, even though I am from Arkansas, but it was closer from, I was born in Dresco. So I was, as a child, I was from Heber Springs. So I really didn't know people over here. So it was good to get to know my community, and that was a way that I got to know my community. And so I really enjoyed that. It was just a good way to get to know my community.
Mm-hmm. And that's why did you join? Is that the,
I think
one
that
of the reasons?
Was why I did, yes. And to get out of the home, of course, because when we moved here, I still had a child that started kindergarten, mm-hmm. and two boys that were in high school and junior high. Mm-hmm. So I was still in the mix of growing a family. Oh. Bill was still working, so it was good to get out of the house.
Why have you continued your membership?
Well, just because of when I started it, I enjoyed it, and I still enjoy it.
Now, how involved did you become? I mean, you've listed some of the offices that you've had, mm-hmm. but would you list them again for me?
Okay, I have been committee, I think it's committee leadership. Mm-hmm. I've been in that, usually in community. There's been another one. I don't remember all of the names of them. I've also been vice president and president. I had that. Linda and I had helped down the two top leaderships for several years until we decided, hey, this is supposed to be changed once in a while. Then at one time, I became involved in teaching sewing in our county. And Linda, and then Linda Brooks, and also Rhonda Kirsch, we all took some classes, and we became trained to teach young girls how to sew. So we went to different places and had training classes for the young girls. So I guess there's not, and then of course we've taught all kinds of craft training, and I have taught some of the craft at the state level, at the state conventions. So I guess I've been pretty involved until the last few years. Health-wise, I just haven't really felt like getting more involved than I really had to be, because there's so many more coming up that does it now, and so I kind of sit back and learn from them.
Have you attended state council meetings, and if so, do you know what year you've attended your first one?
Oh, I don't remember the years, but yes, I have. I attended several years. I've roomed with Elizabeth, and I think I've roomed with Linda, but I don't remember the years.
Well, do you have any special remembrances of those events?
Oh, yes. It was lots of fun, plus you learned lots of things, but we did have lots of fun, and it's especially lots of fun when you've got awards coming for your own club, and then personally, if you've got awards coming, you know, for yourself. So yes, and we've all had that in our club, the awards coming.
What has been your favorite event or activity of club meetings or Extension Homemakers themselves?
Well, it would probably be in the fabric area, anything in fabric, that would be me.
And how has the Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Oh, my.
Well, it's been a very important part of your life, apparently.
It has been. It really has been. It has. It's taught me a lot. And it still teaches me a lot. And now that I've got my husband, my husband is in there, it's amazing how he teaches me things. And it's like, wait a minute, honey, I think I'm supposed to be teaching you this.
And what's your least favorite activity or event?
Bookwork.
Right. What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
Well, there have been changes, but if you work along with the leadership, they're not so painful if you just work along with the leadership. So I don't really know if I can just name them right now, but we just have to make changes. We know we do, so I can't name them right now, but we just, if you make them, as we have to, they aren't so painful.
That's true. And has the Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Oh, yes. There's always a way to work something out in a peaceful way. You know, because when you're putting a group of people together, you're going to find, years ago, we used to have a very difficult person in our club. But with time, things get taken care of, you know. And my husband used to tell me the same thing when it was in the church. You know, he said, time will take care of things. And it always did, you know. So you have to, the Lord didn't put it in the good book about needing patience for no reason, you know. We have to have patience because we have faults just as everyone else does. And so we just have to learn to work with each other and to remember that we all have to have grace, and somebody has to show us grace, so we must do the same for them.
Any other memories or experiences or thoughts that you would like to share?
I'm pretty bad in the memory area as far as that. But I like to remember that my mother enjoyed it when she would come from Heber Springs. And since mother is gone now, I think of the different times that she enjoyed going to club too. So that's a good memory for me.
Okay, thank you for all your contributions to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memory with us.
Thank you.